everyone, and welcome to your NFOits. My name is Michael Goger. You're listening to BBS Radio. I'll be doing psychic readings for the next hour for the listening audience. My show, Your Inner Thoughts, is here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I love doing it and going to keep on doing it. Toll-free numbers for the readings, USA and Canada. I wanted to apologize for the last show. If you were listening and we were disconnected, we had some technical difficulties here, and it went off the air, so I just wanted to apologize for that. We didn't know until late into the show, so bear with us. It's a tricky business, and anything can go wrong, and I appreciate the comments and the heads up from everybody that's listening. So if you are having problems hearing it, PM me or email me, and we'll get on top of it. Okay, toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227, and toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. You're listening to Station 1. Remember that. If you're at the website and you're having a problem, we ever have a problem, we're always on Station 1. So there's three stations here. Make sure you click the right station and the right media player, and you should be okay. I got a caller. Caller, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Brenda.
Linda?
Brenda, B-R.
Oh, Brenda, right?
Uh-huh.
Brenda. Okay, what part of the world, Brenda?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yes.
Alrighty. How's the weather down in Mississippi?
A little chilly, but it's okay.
A little chilly?
Alrighty. Uh-huh.
I'll trade you for the New York weather.
No, it's not.
We got a snowstorm looming. It won't be long.
We haven't seen snow down here in years.
Must be nice in a way. I like the snow, but as long as you don't have to go out in it, you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Brenda. You heard me read before?
Yes, I have.
All right, you're a listener, and let me just jump into your reading, all right?
Okay.
Right off the bat, I feel like I've been, Brenda, I feel like I got some problems. I feel like there's, I've been having a hard time of it, maybe nerves or emotionally or...
Yeah, probably job-wise mostly, I think.
Okay. Okay, we'll get to that. I'm feeling, Okay, are you working now?
Yes, I work part-time.
Hard time, but it's not, there's something wrong. I'm feeling this. I'm dissatisfied. I'm kind of worried and upset about things. It's either not enough, or you're not happy there, or you want more. So,
that's great.
I believe you're looking for an expansion because I feel like I want to increase it or get more or change it to either full time or more.
That's true.
Okay, so a lot of it too is. For some reason, I want to say to you, you can't, no matter how much you work, I don't think you can fix everything you want to fix or help everybody that you want to help. So you got to kind of like keep things a little realistic in perspective, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do know that you got things you want, either people you want to help out or some things you need to get done, and you're going to be able to. I feel... I'm going to go to this right off the bat. I'm getting lucky somehow. Like, something comes through for me. I don't know if it's somebody giving or lending money to you or a loan going through or...
Yeah.
Something comes through that helps you accomplish some of the things that you need to get done.
Okay.
Now, if you're trying for a loan or...
Well, I thought about trying to get one, but I do think I know where the money coming from that you're speaking of.
Okay. Because this is, obviously it'll be in the new year. I want to go probably 3 weeks into the new year, end of January. I keep hearing three, so I got a feeling you got some info and some good news coming on some kind of help financially.
Okay.
Now, and it's like somebody goes out of their way or bends over backwards or I'm in the right place at the right time because it's like a miracle or a godsend in a way, I'm hearing.
Okay.
So it comes right on time, and it does help me do the things that I want to get done. So you'll be able to accomplish quite a bit of what you want done. And I am hearing a new job, Brenda. Are you looking or
yes,
waiting
I am,
to hear something?
As a matter of fact, I was getting a resume ready to send it out.
Okay, when did you put the resume in?
I've typed it up. I haven't seen it, but I'm planning on sending it off tomorrow.
Well, that's exactly what I'm hearing, so it's you're right on top of it. Do send it, because I feel like it's going to be a lucky one.
Oh, okay.
So do send it, because I'm hearing a new job. A new job, new job, new job, extra job. So your pursuits are going to be successful. They're replying. I feel like they reply almost like right away. I hear something right away. I get good news.
Yes.
I'm hearing good news. They're showing a phone, so.
That's great news for me.
Yeah, they're showing me a phone and a letter, so it's either going to be the mail or the phone. They're just letting me know that it's being delivered to me, so, and the news is good, and it's connected to a job search and a new job, so
okay.
I'm figuring, like I said before, the end of January.
Oh, great.
Okay, and they're throwing in something about partnerships, Brenda, friendships and partnerships. I don't know, are you in a relationship or?
Yeah.
Okay, there's some issues there?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like that's going to improve too.
Okay.
Okay, there's a difference. The new year is yours. I feel like this man comes closer to me or grows closer to me.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Emotionally and mentally, I'm feeling almost like he. I guess it's him. I feel like I keep hearing he isn't close enough or doesn't do enough or doesn't care enough or.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're wishing he would get his act together, or you're tired of waiting, and a new atmosphere comes over him with the new year, and I feel like he seeks companionship and relationship more than he ever did.
Okay, so I've been trying to get him, because we've been together for some while. I was trying to get him to go ahead and, you know, find a commitment and marriage, and maybe he'll come through this year.
I got a feeling you're wearing him down, Brenda. Because I feel like he's, like, this year here, how old is he, Brenda, if you don't mind me?
37.
37?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's him. And he's been there for a while.
Yes.
Because they're showing me he's been there for a while, and he's like, you want me to get up and get moving. Yeah, he's the new year he is looking, his values change, or his dreams, and he sees that a relationship, a family, a home is how important it is.
Okay.
And he starts craving that more than maybe being single or out on a run. So I got a feeling like into the new year, it seems like the new year is going to be your year, Brenda. It looks like your relationships are going to definitely improve and get closer, and your finances are going to increase with some kind of a blessing and an extra job or a new job. So.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. It looks good for you. Now, is there a wedding coming up you're getting invited to?
No wedding that I know of.
Okay. You might have a family or a gathering or something like this coming with an invitation, because I feel like, or a housewarming, some kind of a gathering celebration.
Okay.
And I believe you and your man's going to go to it.
Oh.
And if you get a chance, go, because I feel like I'm going to a family celebration, and I'm with my man, and that's also bringing us together, and I'm really enjoying what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, just very magical with the new year, and all kinds of new beginnings. You may see a new baby in your bloodline.
Oh, okay.
Family member or neighbor, friends, that's close to me, close to my heart.
Uh-huh.
And somebody moving, too, a hint of that developing. I don't know if you have a loved one or somebody close to you that needs to move or is wanting to move, but I'm being told that's going to happen too. So.
Well, my niece was thinking about moving back here. She was living somewhere else, but she wants to come back here and go to RN school.
Okay.
So it might be that move.
Okay, because I feel like you're going to see that come through too. I feel like I've been talking about it or thinking about it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's close to the heart also, so maybe you could relay it to her that it would be successful and fun.
Okay.
And work out for her. So, but everything else looks good for you, Brenda.
Oh, thank you. This is such a good, great news. You're giving me great news.
Good, Brenda. I'm glad I helped you.
Okay.
And keep your fingers crossed. I do see job coming.
Thank
a good
you,
job, too. A job you're happy with.
Okay.
Okay, Brenda. Take care and thank you.
Thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
I will.
And you have a happy new year.
You too.
All righty. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, everybody, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. If you just joined us, I'm Michael Goger, and I am your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings. Call, pick up the phone, you know the number. Calling, free psychic readings, you can't go wrong. And I'd like to, hi, caller, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good, what's your first name?
Janine?
Yep. Wichita, Kansas?
Yep.
You know, I knew you were going to call.
Did you?
Yeah, I was meditating, and I heard you call.
Well, I wasn't sure I was going to call.
Yeah, I knew you were, and I heard this whole conversation. Any good news with the job?
No, not yet.
Nothing yet. Wasn't there just an interview or something the day after?
Yeah.
I talked to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That one doesn't feel very promising, that second one. The first one that I had before Christmas? That one feels better, but their offices are closed. The administrative offices are closed until after the first of the year.
Yep. I was just going to tell you that.
Okay.
I'm feeling like the holidays, and I think we discussed it too. I think, actually, I remember the whole conversation.
Okay.
There was two interviews, and one was right away, but we were going towards the one that you had prior to the one when we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then I just heard before you said that the holidays are not interfering. It's a normal process, but it's going to delay it.
Right.
So hold tight on that, because, again, they're showing me you're right on top of it. So,
okay.
I mean, you're like a week away from getting a job. There's no doubt about it. I couldn't ask for any better imagery. I just feel like they're showing me a punch card and I'm going to work.
Cool.
So this is telling me that I'm getting a job and I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going to work. There's no doubt about it. And I feel like you're going to be very happy with it, too. Excited and very pleased with the job.
Cool. That's the one that I'm most interested in, too, because that one has to do with developmentally delayed children.
Right.
Which is something I'm really interested in.
Good. And they're showing me children, an aspect to it, and I feel like I'm creating within that. So I was going to say it's a clinic or a school or something with the service of helping people.
Yeah.
Let's see something. I got a feeling there's going to be I think a side benefit of this is going to be a relationship too.
Oh
with
my!
I think you're going to meet a man or somebody that's interested in you with this job. I just got that feeling. So I think you're going to kill two birds with one stone.
Well, I'm not holding my breath on that second one.
Yeah. So, keep your fingers crossed. And they're showing me the first. So I think, January is what, Tuesday? And then Wednesday, it'll be that week probably.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet that you hear something that week after the holiday. And I'm happy with it. I'm happy. It's everything I want. I'm satisfied. I'm happy. I'm hearing a slight hint of a future relationship being mixed in with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also got doorways that I can move forward in. It's not that I'm going to. It has opportunity with it. I'm hearing opportunity.
Uh-huh.
It won't be. You don't have to stay with what you go in as. You can apply for other positions and move forward or get raises and promotions and this type of thing. So you're on the right track, Jeanine.
The place that I worked at before.
Yeah.
The one that when my company merged with this other company and I went to the other company for 39 days before they let me go, I'm considering writing them a letter, and I don't know if that's worthwhile or not. I don't think it's going to change anything, but maybe it's just to get some things off my chest.
Maybe on the drawing board, have it laying around somewhere. I don't think it's going to be necessary. I don't think it's going to be. I mean, I'm hearing over and over and over, new job, new job.
Okay.
And it's an increase in than what you're used to. I don't think you're going to have to go backwards. I really don't. And I'm excited about this job because there's a lot of opportunity with it. They put me into training right away. I'm like learning a new skill right away, and I'm excited about it, too.
Hmm.
It's like it's like when I get in, there's there is a training thing too, where I got to satisfy a certain amount of requirements, and they're willing to train me for this. So I'm getting a feather in my cap right from Jump Street with it. So I would stick this out and see what the first week in January brings you.
Well, and that's not what I mean about the letter to the old place. The letter to the old place has to do with closure for me.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it's a good idea or not.
Not until after the first week in January.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to be a memory you don't even want to go back to.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be necessary.
Okay.
Jeanine. I mean, if you need to vent and get it off your chest, I mean, by all means, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just visualize on this new job coming to me, because I'm positive you're getting a new job in the first week in January.
Okay.
And your money problems are going to be over. I feel like you're going to be happy and satisfied and feel stable, which is a big thing with you.
Yes, it is.
Being stable, having roots, and especially in the workplace.
Yes.
So, and it's definitely connected to you. What did you say, working with disabled children?
Yes. It's developmentally delayed children.
Mm.
They're not always handicapped. I mean, sometimes infants or you know, they're a little bit behind. They're not where they should be.
Yep.
That kind of thing. And working with them to learn those skills and things so they're age appropriately developmentally.
Yeah. Awesome. And this is how I'm feeling too. This is how they're feeling. I'm rocking a baby, so I'm sitting in a room and I'm cradling, working with a baby, and it's a very young child, a 1-2-year-old child, and I'm working with crafts too, and it must be like getting their motor skills.
That's what they do. That wouldn't be what I would be doing.
Mm.
I would be like in the accounting department.
The business end of it.
Yes.
Mm, interesting.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, this is the field, though. This is the field. They're definitely helping and working with disabled people. No doubt about it. I would hang on for that, Jeanine. I couldn't ask for any better imagery.
Okay, cool.
It's 100%. You're going to be doing good, girl. Just enjoy the holiday and the new year and watch your telephone and your mail, because they're delivering the news to me, so.
Okay.
All
my
right.
daughter?
Your daughter?
What about my daughter? My youngest daughter.
Okay.
Do you get anything on her?
I know you got two daughters, right?
Yes.
Okay. The youngest one you're worried about?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to men problems. I don't know if there's one developing or there is one, but...
Yeah, there is one.
And I don't want to say it's a problem just yet either. Issues with the men. Seems like men are really screwing their head up a little bit.
Yes.
Right now.
The one that she's got right now, I have no use for.
I'm feeling that.
But I'm letting him stay here.
Yep.
With her, just so that I know that she's here.
So she's, yeah.
Yes. So that I know she's safe and she's here.
Right.
I mean,
and
she's not here at the moment, but.
And satisfied, but you're not too crazy about the quality of the man anyway.
I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
I don't either, but I don't feel unsafe. I feel like he could take off on her.
Yes,
he's
done that before.
But there's no guarantee that's going to happen, but I feel an itch in him for some reason. I'm very itchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already feeling like moving would be a good... Does he ever talk about moving her and him out?
Mm.
Or is he enjoying the comfort of home?
Well, she did move out with him for just a short time, and I told her that, you know, if she wanted to come home, she could bring him with her just so that I would know that she was safe.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what she did.
And it worked so far, right?
So far.
But you're a little uneasy with it.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, because there's been history. I'm hearing history of his instability and...
I know what he's capable of.
Yes. I'm hearing for Mom to be patient. I'm hearing be patient and again, give him the rope that he needs. I feel itchy with him. I feel cautious. I'm hearing to tell you to be patient, but don't let your guard down. I don't think he's going to do anything crazy just yet. I do feel itchy with him, though.
Yes.
Like he might say, I can do better somewhere else, or I don't need this, or I'm taking her maybe to get back at you. And it's going to be a very difficult situation where you just have to sit in the background and just watch and keep your ears open.
Mm-hmm.
For the time being, you're okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm hearing that. Other than emotionally, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to have your fears and your thoughts, but I don't see him doing anything stupid or crazy to shit.
Do you get anything about my son?
Your son?
Yes.
Okay.
He lives with his dad. He's autistic.
Okay. Yeah. I guess there's been a flare-up with him or some recent problems. Has there been something recent that you're concerned?
I'm not aware of anything, but his dad is not good at keeping me informed.
Okay. Let's see here. Other than having his hands full, I'm not getting anything bad or unusual, Janine.
Okay.
But I do feel that I don't know if it's his dad's having the problems.
Yes.
And he's got his hands full, or is the boy and the dad combination being very stressful?
Yes. His dad does have some health problems now.
Okay. I feel like the holidays, money, again, you see a lot of this around this time. But I feel that he's having a rough go of it. Getting through the holidays and the new year, but other than that, he's going to be okay. I'm not getting any other messages on that, other than that he's stable, but a little edgy, and they got their hands full.
Right.
So, what you might be hearing about him, maybe, I don't know if you communicate at all or how much you see of each other, but maybe he could use a phone call. Or how you doing, you know?
Dad?
Yeah, and the boy. You know, do you see the boy often?
No, I don't. And my son, he can't carry on a phone conversation.
Right. I almost want to go to him and spend time with him. I don't know why I'm saying this to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe the boy is needing you for some reason.
Oh, I've been missing him.
Yeah, I'm feeling this. And I feel like the boy is missing you, too.
Hmm.
So other than that, I'm not getting anything bad.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just getting the usual seasonal stress, and I wish I can get you and your son together so you can spend a day just hugging each other.
Okay. I don't know if I could get a hug out of Trey, but I could try.
You know, I really would. If I had the power, I would bring the two of you together and let you spend the day, because that's what it feels like it needs here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his soul is reaching out to you. I don't, you know, and it's just he's with age. He's noticing that, you know, where's mom? Where's mom? And I want to be with mom. And so whatever you could do to spend some time with him, I feel like he would appreciate it. But I know it's a difficult situation when you're dealing with mom and dad in different houses. And
his birthday is on January 5th.
He'll be
21. And I always take cupcakes to school on his birthday. It's what I've done every year.
Oh, are you going to do it this time?
Yeah.
All right, now I know why they were flashing a 5 at me. See how I learned how to read?
Oh.
Because they kept throwing a number 5 at me, and
uh-huh.
I knew it was important, but I had no idea what to do with it.
Yes.
Do be there for that.
Okay.
I got a feeling it's very important.
Okay.
If you do anything, be there for that, because he was sending me that 5.
Okay.
And he needs you.
Okay.
Even if he doesn't, even if he can't express it,
mm-hmm.
his soul and
okay.
his heart, you might not see the effects of what you're doing, but it's there and he needs it. So.
His dad has commented in the past, I mean, not recently, but in the past about, he's even noticed the connection that Trey and I have.
It's intense.
Yes.
It's intense, and he needs you.
Okay.
Can he express his love and excitement to you? And
no, not really.
Well, he is, and he's screaming it, and it's not getting through, and he's frustrated.
Okay.
I can't tell you how important it is to just acknowledge to him that I know you love me and I know you're here. I know you know I'm here and I do and I love you.
Okay.
It's very important for this baby.
Okay.
Because I don't think I think he has a problem expressing his feelings and his
he does.
And his thoughts, but he's having them inside. They're locked inside and he can't bring them out.
Mm-hmm.
So be there for him. It's very important.
Okay. And my new grandson, is he doing okay?
New grandson, everything looks good, really. New grandson is fine. He's a special baby. He's gonna be like the winner in the family, I think.
Yes.
There's something about him with him in business, and he's destined to be a trendsetter and a moneymaker. He's gonna do fine. He's got a lot of abilities. You're going to see this kid grow up with math. He's going to be something with him in math and business.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a very special child, very talented.
Okay. And my other one, my Joey, he's just plain cute. I was telling my daughter, oh, he's just cute. He looks just like his grandma, which he doesn't, but I would say that.
I was going to say that. I think one of them looked like you or close to it, but you beat me to it.
Well, I don't know if that's true. That's just something I say. He's really cute, and I just take the credit for it. I don't know that he looks like me at all, but
yeah, I think he does very well. The grandchildren are great. They're doing fantastic, especially the new one, above and beyond. No problems there.
Okay.
The mom is doing good too.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have a happy new year.
Thank you.
And keep
you
your fingers crossed.
How's retirement going?
It's a long story. I'm going to have to post.
Okay.
I got a vent on paper, even
okay.
though I can't spell. It's all right. It's different, though. It really is. And
right.
There's a lot involved, and having to work is scary.
That's true.
You know, but I'm able to take care of my family and my grandchildren and my wife, and so it's a lot of blessings there.
Yeah.
Not too many people get a chance to do it, so
that's true.
I'm thankful.
God bless you. Bless
okay,
you, Mike.
Bless you too, Janine. Take
okay.
care of yourself. Enjoy your new year.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, if you're just listening, just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, and I'm Michael Goger. And I'm your host at Your Inner Thoughts twice a week, Thursdays and Sundays, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would like to ask everybody, if you're listening, to if you could help me out with a little promoting and advertising the show and myself, and it'd be deeply appreciated, because I'm doing this full-time now, and everything I got was built around part-time, and now it's full-time, so the part-time don't look nowhere near as big as it should be. So help make it bigger. Promote Michael Goger, BBS Radio, and your inner thoughts. Carla, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, Cindy. What part of the world are you calling from?
I am in the tundra of Minnesota.
Wow. That sounds cold.
Actually, we're having a heat wave right now. So
a heat wave, huh?
But yes, we've had some icy and snowy days.
Yeah, I hear Minnesota is wintry. I'm not too sure of my, I don't know what you call it, but I hear stories about snow in Minnesota. Anyway, welcome to the show, Cindy.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for calling. How'd you find us? Surfing the net, or?
Pardon me?
Surfing the net?
No, actually, someone had emailed information regarding BBS station, and and here you are.
Good, good, good. I ask these questions just out of curiosity. I think it's good info. Good trivia to hear, you know, where the call was, what part of the world they're from, and how they heard about us. And anyway, welcome to the show, Cindy. I'm glad you found it, and you've been listening to me read, so I'll just jump into your reading.
Okay.
All right, and I'll take it from there. I hear and feel my imagery, and I just try to relay something that could help you.
Thank you.
I feel so heavy-hearted for some reason, like I lost someone or something, a friendship, or did some kind of a drama just happen in your life, Cindy, that would tug at your heartstrings, or did a friendship go down, or did you lose someone recently, or is it ringing a bell? You wouldn't have to think too hard about it.
Well, the heavy heart, the first thing that came to my mind is that I'm in between career transitions, and
okay. Well, I would have eventually wound up there, going to your business arena with it. So it could be that. I mean, did you just quit a job, or leave, or?
Well, I did in September, and then I had a temp position for a while, and that ended a week ago, and I have a permanent position starting next Wednesday.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I feel like I'm working. So I really wasn't panicking. I didn't feel like I was reading somebody that was desperate for a job or didn't have one yet.
Mm.
So what I'm being shown is that I'm going to be doing fine. I believe it's going to go. You're having doubts about it, though. I could feel it or something. It's not exactly what you want, or?
Well, it's an entry-level position, which is fine because I know I'll move forward. The bittersweet part is there's a delay in pay. It seems that it'll be February before there's a full pay. And so it's a financial concern that I have, because
it's just,
you know, we just need money.
I know. I'm in the same boat, Cindy. It's almost like you're talking about me. But anyway, I know what you're saying. And I do feel that you're going to work out okay with it. It's going to be a little tight and a little dramatic, but I feel like it works out.
Well, great.
Now, are you going to be traveling with this new position, or does it involve travel or anything like that? Or, or did you have to? It's a weird feeling. I feel like I'm. Are you going somewhere between now and the end of January? On a journey of some kind? Or?
Not that I know of. As far as traveling, there's travel to and from work. I mean, it's a little further. It's like 20 miles.
Okay.
Isn't a big deal, but it's just different. So.
Okay. What about moving? Is somebody relocating or moving?
I don't know. Am I?
If you've been thinking about it or talking about it, I would say there's a good chance of it. But I am getting a hint of a relocation. Now, keep in mind, this could be somebody very close to you, and you're exposed to it. So, I don't think it's before, and it's mixed in with the business arena too. So, this could be the fact that you were just jockeying around on jobs. But like I said, if there's been an issue where you had to move or you were thinking about moving, then I would say you're manifesting this. So, and that it, you could see it the new year.
Would it have to do with not being able to pay rent this month?
No, you're not going to have that problem.
Okay,
I don't see that happening. I see you making it through until you're stable.
Cool.
The
move, is it with...
Is it with
someone or by myself?
If you see a move manifesting and starting, I believe it's going to be connected to a male. Are you in a relationship?
I am not.
Okay. Is there anybody new? Because I got a feeling probably within 30 days there's going to be maybe a man or two in your life that you're juggling or wondering about. So keep that in mind.
Well, the second part of the heavy heart is, possibly the heavy heart, is concern. I'm getting to know somebody that I've known actually for 4 or 5 years. And so figuring that out, not really seeing each other, but just getting to know each other. Is that weird?
Yeah. Now.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, when
I think about it, it doesn't make sense.
This is a man you haven't seen in a while?
I see him at events about once a month or so. I did happen to see him Christmas Day. We spent some time together, had dinner together, but just getting to know each other more than the social event.
Okay. That's going to increase, I believe. Now, does he have issues, baggage, like kids or an ex or something like that?
He doesn't have those issues. He does have some interesting...
There's something...
He's very busy.
Okay.
Very, very precise on time, timing.
Yep.
Because he books himself to the nth degree.
To the max.
So that's interesting.
Okay. Let me tell you this. I got a feeling that's going to grow closer.
Okay.
And it's going to become more of an issue in your life. And I believe probably you're going to see right around the end of January that it becomes more of a permanent thing in your life with this gentleman. I feel like there's something starting up with you and him, and it's going to continue.
Okay.
Now, he does have things in his way, and I feel that it was his work world or something in his past or in his life that's really bogs him down and gets in the way of things he wants to do.
Okay.
And but he's going to get a grip on that, and I believe he gets a grip on it so he can be closer to you. I got that feeling.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're going to see him grow closer to you, probably by the end of January, first week in February.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does that correlate with a move that soon?
Later on into the year with this.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was just clearing my throat. Oh, my God. Hang on for a second. Oh, I had a tickle in my throat and couldn't get rid of it.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
I'm doing good. the move is after, I believe, you have a companion in your life.
Oh, okay.
So don't worry about it.
Right. Good.
Okay. And keep an eye on this guy, because I believe the two of you are going to get closer together.
Well, does he seem to be the one? I mean, you had mentioned others, so
that causes it. Could be. Could be. Does he live in the same area you live in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does he travel for a living or into business himself?
He travels for fun. He travels a lot for fun, but that's it. He works locally, so.
Okay. Well, as you see yourself getting closer to this gentleman, you're going to see, let's just see if you get closer with him first. Because I believe you're in a relationship before a move manifests.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see by the end of January if you're going into a relationship. And then we'll talk about the moving, because it's down the road and I feel like you're in a relationship. And the man has something to do with it. He's either helping you or connecting you somehow. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll leave you with that.
Well, thank you very much.
And the job thing is going to improve and get better for you.
And the finance, the abundance, both you and I are starting out the new year, right? Did you hear me?
Yeah, it couldn't be better.
Okay, for both you and I, right?
For both me and I don't know how I'm going to do. But
all
I
right.
know you're going to be okay.
Well, that's your inspiration. So,
and you're going to do well with the new job, so don't worry about it.
Oh, great.
You're going to be happy with it.
Oh, good. Do you see opportunities of growth?
With the new job?
Right. Like, will they let me move positions, change positions?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. And what kind of a job is it, Cindy?
It's with the state, working with the Department of Employment and Economics.
Okay. And that's exactly how I'm feeling, too. And it definitely has advancement.
Okay, great.
Plus, there's going to be a male connection there, too, that helps you move ahead in it.
Oh, okay.
So keep your eyes on coworkers and supervisors, because they kind of like help you master the system and get you find your way around it.
Okay.
And there's plenty of opportunity. Plenty of opportunity.
Do you see, I hesitate to say obstacles, but do you feel any areas that I really need to nurture so that there aren't?
Well, the past seems to haunt me sometimes or bother me. Sometimes I go into the past and it seems to weigh me down and drag me down a little.
Okay.
I want to work on getting rid of baggage from the past and emotions and things that that come up to me from time to time and bother me. Other than that, you're going to be fine.
Great. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right, Cindy. You take care.
Well, thank you, and I will listen in.
Okay, Cindy. Thank you. Sorry about my coughing spell there. It was a little tickle in my throat, and it almost knocked me out.
I understand that.
Okay, Cindy.
Well, take care. Thank you,
Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. Good luck with your job. You're going to do fine.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, Cindy. Okay, everybody. I think I got time for one more call. I apologize for that. A little bit of a tickle in my throat. This is the season for it. If there's another caller, I'll take it. If not, I'm here twice a week. And caller, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Good. I got a reference from Allison from Visible by Numbers. So she asked me to call you because I had a question.
Okay.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's been a really good friend of mine for years. She's She's had you on her show also. The question is follows career-wise. I interviewed with a company about 2 weeks ago, and I think that the interview went really well, and I'm just hoping to hear from them. I haven't heard from them yet.
Okay. What was your first name?
My name is Rosa.
Rosa, and your friends of Allison Bauman.
Yes, good friend of mine, very good friend of mine.
Good. I love Allison. She's a good girl. I work well with her.
Yes, she has great energy.
Yeah, you know, our energies are fantastic, and she'll be here once a month with us. Thank you for mentioning her. And you had the interview already.
Yes.
And you were just wondering how that was going to go.
Yes.
Okay, did you have problems with health that kept you out of the work world or changed it on you somehow?
Health, not really.
Or health or something interfered with the...
Yes, we were trying to sell the house and we didn't sell it, so that's kind of why I stayed at home.
Okay, because I was getting some stress with the last...
A lot of stress.
With the work history and the past. Now, the interview, I feel like you're going to do fine with it. I really do. What I'm hearing is it's going to be a great job, too. It's a lot of responsibility, too. It must be a good-paying job or a good job.
Yes.
I want to say that I'm trying to figure out when... Very pleased with myself, I'm hearing. Very pleased with myself, very pleased with the way things are going.
Okay.
And did somebody hook you up with this? Was there a friend involved? Or
no, it just came to me. They just emailed me, and I responded back, and we met, and it just went really well. The chemistry was there, and the interview went well almost for 3 hours.
Awesome. And it was a man?
No, it's a woman.
A woman? How'd she find you?
They emailed me on my email address for my resume online.
Oh, wow. They're very interested. There's a good connection here.
Yes.
And I'm hearing a new job, and it's more than you expect or had before, or there's something special about it.
I don't know. I don't know if there's opportunity for growth.
Big time.
An international company.
Big time. Big time. There's no limit. And I also feel like I'm being trained by them. They have an interest in me, and they, with me too, I feel like that the training alone is something special.
Yes, the training is in another state for 6 weeks.
Oh, awesome. That's what they're showing me too. I'm going away for, and I'm learning a new skill, and I feel like I do this for the rest of my life.
Really?
So it's going to be, it's going to work awesome, man. It's going to, the money is above and beyond. And I feel like it works out for you. It really does. It works out for me. And I feel like I solved whatever there was in the past that was in the way of my employment. So I feel like I got freewheeling here. I can just do it and get it done and do well with it.
So the house hopefully will be sold soon, too.
You're selling a house?
Yeah, we're trying to sell our house. That's what's held me back from looking for employment because, you know, you got to clean your house, make it look good.
Okay.
I don't know what the time frame of the selling of the house will be.
Is it still for sale?
Mm-hmm. It's still for sale.
Okay.
Been on the market only 2 months.
Okay. Interesting. I want to say, I want to say like 11 by, I don't think it's going to, we're looking at like November probably. It's in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing the 11th, 11. I'm figuring November, by November, somebody's taking it and moving it on you.
Really?
So I don't know how much of a hurry you're in, but you just posted it, so
it could be the 11th of a month also.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I can also go with January, February. I would say the middle of March. activity with it. You're going to get activity by March.
Okay.
And I believe, according to how fast everything goes and everybody works, is going to be according to the closing. So I would say around March it starts getting hot.
And then maybe by mid-year or something. Will I move with this company?
The opportunity is going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, I imagine, because I was going to ask you if they had companies in different places, because I feel like I was moving around a little bit for them.
Okay.
Does it involve traveling, a job description?
No, it's managing a store, but they're growing so much that, you know, they're just hiring people on now, too.
I can see that. I can see that.
Internationally and domestically.
Yep. I can see that, and there's the sky's the limit. I'm hearing no limit to what you can do with this.
And relationship-wise?
Relationship-wise?
Yes.
Interesting. This is interesting. I feel like it's going to... You're not in one now?
Yes.
You are, but it's not a relationship, is it? Or is there... There's something in the way.
Is
it families or beliefs or religions or...
No. I'm married now.
Oh, you're married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Something is... In between you, is it you working and him and career? And I feel like there's something there, and like he don't like it. And you, like philosophies or wants or needs are conflicting with each other.
Correct.
And I feel like the answer and help comes from some friends that we have or a group that we belong to. I don't know if it's a church or some friends, but all of a sudden a light bulb goes off, like I'm getting advice from someone, and it seems to work and help us.
Oh, okay.
So there's some differences, and they're going to be worked out, and I believe it's worked out through communication and advice.
Oh.
Advice from knowledgeable people that's been there or done that or experienced it before.
Okay.
So the differences between you is worked out.
Okay.
All right. And it's going to improve. And selling the house is going to be a big thing for your marriage, too, I'm hearing.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Now, and again, I'm hearing March. So look for some activity in March. And depending on how everybody acts, that's what's going to be the deciding factor.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you so much, and good luck. And Allison sends regards. She's a phenomenal person. I tell you, you will definitely hit it off with her well. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good Sunday. Thank you very much.
You too. Happy New Year.
You too. All the best. Many blessings and prosperity.
Thank you. Same to you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Tell your friends about us. I got to go. I'm out of time. You're in a thoughts twice a week. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. Take care, and I'll see you Thursday.